Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Going.
I'm fucking hyped now. Fucking Steph Curry. Are we recording? Oh, hey. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather. Actually, I probably might just drop that next month and just say, I'm just JB.
Yeah, baby. Because we're diving into some new stuff, so we're not exactly the godfather of those particular things just yet. Yeah, we're getting our feet wet.
Wouldn't it be something if you could go a whole year without beer and whiskey?
Woo! That would be something. It'd be very expensive.
Yeah, that probably would be, actually. You'd probably have to do like two shows a month.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's Cody, people. I don't know if you said
that. Yeah, the Godfather Craft Beer. Yes, yeah. Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Yeah, but you know, that bottle, I mean, the one you just bought and the one I bought, both were at the same price, $150.
Mm-hmm.
That's pricey. I mean, you know, that's pricey for liquor.
And it's very, very fair considering what's going into those bottles, too.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, fair, actually.
I think if I was just getting into liquor and I wanted something really nice, I think $150 would be the breaking point of a price range. I would go as high as I would go. $150. Mm-hmm. I think that's a solid price. That's not to say that's cheap, people. I'm not saying that's cheap, whatever. That's a lot of money to some people.
No.
But I think $150, if I wanted something really nice, I'd be like, $150 with tax. I don't want to go no higher than $175. Let's say that. I don't want to go no. I don't want to hit the $200 bill mark. I don't want to have to hand over $200 or whatever and shit. So. But Cody got some nice Armagnac. I got some nice Armagnac too.
Yes,
I have not picked it up yet though, but because I'm being a lazy fuck. But wouldn't it be funny if we find out that them two bottles ain't shit? Like, like somebody in like the Godfather of Armagnac is like, you two are drinking that shit. Oh,
right, exactly.
Be like, what you talking about, man? This.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm glad. I am glad we're hopping on that Armagnac kicked up because I look on YouTube and ain't shit about Armagnac on there. It's like nothing. Like a ghost town.
Are you thinking
like
that
nobody is tapped into that playing field yet?
So are you thinking that maybe because people here's the new lineup. This is probably going to be yearly too. And there's probably still going to be some additions added as well. So May is going to be tequila month because we're going to do that because of Cinco de Mayo, even though that National Tequila Day is in like July or some shit. But whatever, we'll just see. We're going to do it in that month of May. We're going to do nothing but tequila. And here's how the breakdown is going to be. Treat it like it's a normal whiskey and beer week. The first week, obviously, I'm going to do Añejo or Agave or whatever the fuck it is. The next week will be like a craft beer week, except Cody will be doing mezcal tequila. Treat that third week as a mix and match where both of us bring something different out of the tequila range or whatever and shit. And then sky's the limit after that. So we also decided to in December. I don't know why December. Why did I pick December? I think, because it was like a national
Armagnac Day or some shit.
Yeah, I think it's like right before Christmas. I think it's like the 23rd or something like that or whatever. So December, we're going to do National Armagnac Month, where we're just going to be just drinking Armagnac. But I started thinking, too, and I was just like, we're not going to be doing bar reviews for a while, probably. It's probably more. Jesus.
Yeah, at least till next year, probably.
Yeah, because it's looking pretty bad out there. I know people are getting excited to get back out there and shit, but I have a feeling, Cody, by, like, July, like, we're going to be, like, close. I don't want to say like another lockdown, but I feel like shit's gonna be like out of control by summertime. Like it's gonna be like fucking crazy, and then it's gonna be like I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So bar refuse. Let's just put that on a postpone. I was thinking of God, it'd be so next year. I'm not going to say it this year. I'll say next year. We'll probably do this. Armagnac week will be like an additional week added. You got your craft beer, whiskey, Armagnac week. I don't want to say this year because we ain't got shit but one bottle.
I'm about to say, we just now starting to get the collection going. So put the brakes on that.
Yeah, because if I said we start that next month or whatever, Cody, and then be like, man, we got to go out and spend like $400 on some fucking.
I'm about to say, that's why I said, keep in mind, we're not just buying basic shit too. We buying like the cream of the cream. I ain't trying to, you know.
Yeah, so I think like 100 to 150 is going to be my range on like my Armagnac bottles.
Well, actually, for me personally, this spirits period probably because I'm real fucking particular now because I ain't buying these little cheap ass $50. I want like the top of the line shit.
I saw some really nice ones too for like 89 on K&L.
Like 30 year old.
I'm gonna fuck with those as well. Like I think. My low limit will be, my minimum will be 70, 75.
That sounds about right.
And maximum will be 150-ish or whatever. So I'm going to be spending in that price range. So starting next year, I think Mix and Match Week might replace bar reviews. And then we'll just do the third week will be Armagnac Week. Mix and Match Week could just become Tequila Week for all we know. This all depends on what we be buying this year, though.
Yeah, it depends on how things trend.
We'll see. I'm staring at a lot of tequila right now, and I'm like, man, there's some good shit here.
I had a little taste of that bottle I bought. What I'll be doing for next month, Mezcal.
The Mezcal.
Spoilers, it's pretty fucking good. I think
also a 1.5. Yeah. So 1.5 is what you're looking at. what you looking at?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be seeing a lot more of in the Mezcal territory for me, for sure. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I got this nice little tequila bottle that I haven't looked at yet because I ain't picked it up yet. But the label looked nice on that photo, so so I expected it to look nice in fucking person, too. So we getting ready for next month because that's going to be tequila month. And like we said, Armagnac month, we're going to do that. Hey, who knows? We might throw in a rum month and a wine month too as well. So
maybe even a gin month.
Even gin month too. Yeah. I wouldn't mind
doing it. I can tell you what month we won't have though. Fucking vodka.
Having vodka. No.
Yeah. It's, what else for that?
It's funny. I saw a cool ass vodka bottle, decanter or whatever shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I still don't want it. I was like, that might be the coolest decanter for a bottle I've ever fucking seen. Anyway, so like I was saying over here. That'll never happen. I feel like if vodka month happens, that'll be like our shitty beer, shitty whiskey.
Right, yeah. shitty spirit month.
Yeah, shitty spirit. And it's just all vodka. Cody, so tell me, what did you bring for this week on a shitty spirit month or whatever shit? Well, I brought Absolute Vodka.
and I'll be goddamn, I'm paying top dollar for some fucking vodka, too. Yeah, I can fuck off with that.
You remember back in the day, probably like around when me and you first met, fucking Grey Goose and Belvedere used to be like fucking expensive as shit, people. I don't know. That's the first time I've seen a spirit actually go down as the years went by. Like the prices actually dropped on it. Like you can get a bottle of Grey Goose and Belvedere, I think, $29 maybe at the most today. Mm-hmm. People back in the day, fucking Grey Goose, dude, that shit used to be like $79+ back in the day. Belvedere, I remember a homegirl of mine told me Belvedere was like higher than as far as like the grade of vodka, she said that was like a higher grade of Grey Goose. She's like, I was like, so how much is that? She said, that's even more. I was like, And then when you taste both of them, they both taste the fucking same. You're like, I don't know. The fuck is the difference here?
Like, yeah. Vodka is vodka. But I don't mean to stereotype shit, but all the shit I've tried, man, I don't get how you get this pull, like all these different type of nuances and different characteristics, complexity out of fucking vodka, man. I just don't get it.
I'll tell you one thing. Smirnoff vodka is probably one of the worst ones I've had. So.
Oh, it's awful. Anything in a plastic bottle? No.
No.
Stay away from it.
It's funny because if I ever go to a club or something again, remember how I used to bitch about not getting glass cups? I want plastic now. Yeah, give me that plastic. Hey, did you get that out of that new bag over there? Yeah, let me get that, baby. Let me get that. Mm-mm. You remember that that night I actually went out and I think I posted a photo of my cocktail and shit like that? Mm-hmm. The dude, this is the first time Cody probably ever hear me if he was with me or whatever. Can I get some straws, please? I said, them come in like the straws. I was like, them come in the wrappers too, right? Like, I don't want you just handing me shit. I'm looking at a menu, my eyes glancing and shit, looking all over. That was the first time I tried to sip a glass of whiskey out of a fucking straw. I was like, I ain't putting my lips on this fucking glass.
Spending that glass and shit.
I had one pinky up, Cody. No bullshit. I did inspect that glass. When that motherfucker brought that shit, I looked at that motherfucker and was like, I took out one glove out of my pocket, Cody, and said, hold on, gotta get prepped.
Motherfucker's like,
yeah, I said, let me put my blue light on real quick. Wait a minute. Waiter, what the fuck is that? That's a thumbprint, motherfucker. It was funny because I knew they just cleaned it. Them glasses were hot as shit. I was like, yeah, thank God.
That's good. That's good, though. That's good.
I was good. I was like, oh, thank God. Because if I didn't miss some stale glasses, dude, I'd have been looking going like, I'm not going to lie to you. I brought my own fork and shit.
Leftover utensil pack. We got Uber Eats and shit.
You should have seen it because the girl I went with, she fucking pulled out her purse. She was like, look, I got some hand wipes. I got some hand soap. I was like, oh, girl, you can't prep. I'm like, I got you, too. I don't want you working. Our fucking table was looking like a dispensary, Cody. She was like, you need Lysol spray? I got some. Let's spray this real. Spray this in the area real quick. And then I remember when I got home, I closed the door and just like, you know in the movies when you rest home and you close the door and you just fall to your ground, whatever, go like you relieved. That was me. I was just like, never again. I raced to the room, just closed the door, leave me alone.
Stop it.
I'm in quarantine now for 2 weeks, whatever. Oh shit, people. Oh, people, it is craft beer week. It is, God damn, dude, I feel like every fucking week, it's just, I told you this last week, I'm going to tell you this week, Cody, I'm sick of these 20s. Let's just fast forward time here and let's jump to the 30s now.
Get them 30s, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to these 30s, Cody, because every fucking week, dude, I feel like it's always fucking news. You can't go a day without going, oh, shit.
You said like every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's funny because every time we end this show, I do that. I get a notification going, oh shit, we didn't even. I forgot about that. Yep. Oh damn. And look, I was just telling. We was talking about the coronavirus here in California, how it mutated into a double organ mutation virus, that whatever the fuck they called it, an X-Man. That shit was literally like the next day after we recorded or whatever, when we got that notification. I was like, God damn, man. can't even have a day of hope or nothing like it in this bit. Superman, where you at, baby? Where that symbol at? I just want to grab it and say that, tell that motherfucker, say, does it still mean hope? Does it, baby? That motherfucker look at me and be like, nigga, this is an S, okay? Like, if you can't read, all right, like if you can't fucking read, then I don't know what to tell you. Oh shit, who came up with that shit? Is that a real fucking thing? Like, I ain't read that many Superman comic, but is that a real thing?
I don't remember that in the comic book.
Okay.
I think that's some Zack Snyder shit.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't remember.
Because that looked like a fucking S to me, Cody. All right, it looked like a fucking
clearly
S.
Clearly a fucking S.
It's a fucking S, all right? So yeah. You telling me these goddamn alien species and shit that travel billions of light years away from us, they fucking stole our language and letters?
Yeah, and I love how that motherfucker was like, he told Lois Lane she was stupid, not an S.
He did look at her like, man, do I really want to fuck you now? I mean, it's an honest mistake, I get it, but still, it's like, oh, dude, like, damn. It's like when a woman meets a man and she shakes your hand and go like, damn, I'm going to fuck him. And then he opens his mouth and she pulls her panties back up and be like, oh, I was going to give him some, but that nigga stupid as fuck, whatever shit. I ain't going to do it. That was what Superman did to Lois. He had his penis ready to go and shit. His penis was out, Cody. He was just like, I'm about to grill this guy. I'm about to show her this super dong right here, whatever shit. I'm about to give it to her. And then she opened her mouth and said, what is this S stand, this S symbol? And he just looked at her and was just like, fuck this. I see we're going to have to take it slow. Maybe a few dates here and there, and then we'll talk about that a little later, whatever, you know. I feel like I do this almost every other week now. Whatever. There's always somebody fucking dying now, but rapper DMX, rapper, actor, writer DMX has died, people. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite rappers, not because of his lyrics being so Rakim-ish, Nas-ish, whatever you want to call it when it comes to like lyrical geniuses and stuff like that. But goddamn it, man, that dude was one of the most raw and powerful yet vulnerable rappers I had ever seen in my lifetime. When he was rapping, people, you could tell it's a story he's telling of his storytelling, his life. Matter of fact, that motherfucker grew up in Yonkers. I was like, I never want to ever visit Yonkers. I've been there once. I never want to go back. Okay. I was like, who would want to live here? This shit looks like a ghetto on top of a ghetto. It looks like, if people, you ever heard of Kowloon in Hong Kong? It's like one of the most dangerous areas you could ever visit. That's still like little Kowloon. Like they were trying, like most major cities have like little Tokyo, little China. It looked like Yonkers was trying to build little Kowloon and shit. That's what that shit looks like. Okay. It's like, what tourists would want to come here? But he was so raw, emotional. Everything he always spit, you felt like it could be some dumb shit. And you could be like, I believe DMX did that shit. It always felt real. I mean, and he was always so vulnerable. I remember I saw him, the first time I saw him in concert, I was in 10th grade, I think. It was in San Bernardino. And I think it was called the Smokeout Tour or something like that or whatever. And he performed, and Grand Champ had just came out, his fifth album, which was one of my favorite. I like that album a lot. He had just performed his song, Ayo Kato. His homie had died, one of his Latin homies. Well, I heard Kato was like one of these big Latin King dudes in Chicago and New York and shit. Like, he was running territories. And I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, I guess if you hanging out with DMX, you pushing some weight, I guess, or whatever. But he had died, and fucking this dude was breaking. He couldn't even rap this fucking first verse, and then by the time he got to rapping about his kids and stuff like that, that dude broke down on stage or whatever and shit. He had grown-ass men in the stage crying and shit, Pete Cody. It was some raw I didn't even know Kato, and I was just sitting there going like, damn, man. Shit, rest in peace, Kato. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go back to school and tell my homies about Kato, baby. You know, we're gonna pour a little Coke Zero out at the time, I guess. I don't know.
Coke Zero, damn.
I don't know what the fuck I think I was just drinking cranberry juice back then.
Red fucking Coke Zero, shit.
Yeah, I don't think Coke Zero is even around. But we talking like 2003, 2004. I don't think Coke Zero was around. I don't think Coke Zero came out.
Maybe not. I don't know. That should be nasty as fuck.
I never had a Coke Zero. I gave up soda in sixth grade, people. I used to always drink, though. My soda was vanilla Coke.
I remember that.
All I fucking drink. I would every day after practice, Cody, Funyuns and a vanilla Coke. Yeah, let me go to the liquor store across the street.
Vanilla,
And then that dude always asked, "You want a pro club to go with your funnies or whatever?" Like, nah, man, I got about
yeah, sorry about right for the time. Yep. At 5X Pro Club.
Mm-hmm. And Cody, I was the only cat in school that was wearing clothes his size and shit. I was like, "Let me get that small pro club real quick, man." And shit. He's like, "My man, you don't want to? I got 4X's, 3X's." I was like, "Bro, look, that shit gonna be my kneecaps, bro. Come on now, I can't be doing that shit."
Shirt.
when you grow up in the projects or something, like, you get clowned on any fucking thing. Like they bullied my ass on shirts I wore, Cody, because they were my size. Like, they was like, "Look at this motherfucker over here, nigga wearing clothes his size and shit." Yeah. Motherfucker think he a nerd and looking nerdy looking motherfucker and shit. Think he GQ and shit. Literally right when we get out of high school, Cody, everybody wearing shirts they fucking size. I was like, "Ain't this a bitch? Hold on." Mm-hmm. I got bullied and shit. Fucking school.
Yeah, you are so correct. You are so correct, man. Yeah. Once I graduated high school, now motherfuckers wear shit that fit. Ain't this a bitch?
Motherfuckers started wearing belts and shit, Cody. I'm like, this a bitch? Hold on.
They went to the polar opposite. They were wearing shit that constricted their fucking circulation in their fucking their shit. I'm like, damn, how did we go from this end of the spectrum all the way here? Like, what the fuck?
What happened here? I was like, hold on. What in the hell? Hold on. Yeah. I always wore my jeans. I always wore a straight cut jeans, like whatever, just straight cut. They wasn't like flood, but they were just like right over the shoe. Yeah. They were fit right around the waist and shit. Man, look at this motherfucker over here. Nigga wearing all these goddamn clean ass clothes and shit. Motherfucker think he's his jeans problem. Nigga, pull them pants down. Nigga, come on. Hey, you know where you at. He's like, damn, man, I can't get away with shit up in this motherfucker. If you wore a chain and that shit was too small or whatever and shit, yo, ask you a clown for that shit. It's like, God, man, fuck high school. I hate you, nigga. You couldn't do shit in high school correctly if you grew up in like an LA County area and shit. Everything you did was fucking up. If you was a straight dude and you was pulling chicks and you turned down a gay dude, somehow your ass would get clowned for turning down him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. But I ain't gay though. Nigga, you still a bitch though, nigga. That nigga was putting his heart. I remember one dude told me that. He's like, he put his heart out to you, nigga, and you just turn him down like that, nigga. Hey, wait a minute, hold on. So why don't you get with him? I ain't doing that, nigga. That shit. I fucking hate school, by the way. I fucking hate school so fucking much.
That's how it was. It was about status. If you weren't at this certain level, your ass get roasted.
Man, if your shoestring looked fucking awkward, you getting roasted. You just couldn't.
It really was just straight up just fucking mean girls. Just substitute out the boys with the girls. If they were girls. But yeah. What it was.
Shit. But I'll tell you this, I'd rather be in school when we went compared to today. Now you gotta worry about if a bullet gonna come flying through your head and shit.
Yeah.
I'll take an ass whooping any day over a bullet. So,
you put me on that spitfire to get roasted. I'll take that shit. Over get a 50 cal to the fucking dome.
And you got to worry about, damn, I sat next to him in lunch. Yeah. I knew that motherfucker right there. Whatever, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't even see the signs. This motherfucker talking to you be like, wouldn't it be interesting if everybody died in the room right now? And you just sitting there going like, man, I'm just trying to get some math numbers done or whatever and shit. And he's just like, No, but look at it. It's like math, though. If I kill two and add another two, that's four. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man, I'm just... But wait, you going to do what now? Hold on. Oh, but yes, DMX, man. Oh, man. I don't think they released what he died of, but I know that he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital ever since after that. I think it was like 10 days ago, something like that. And you know... If you know DMX, people, that dude's been in and out of rehab at least about five fucking times. I don't know if Cody remembers this, but like right around when maybe 2005, 6-ish or whatever, when Year of the Dog came out, his sixth album, he had a show on BET. And I thought it was going to be like kind of like about like how he came out in the business and stuff like that. No. This is basically like a rehab show for him. I was like, I was watching this shit going like, this shit kind of depressing. It was just him trying to get away from the city, move out to like the countryside with his family and shit, and just ride dirt bikes and shit and shoot his guns and stuff like that, whatever and stuff. But it was like really they were talking a lot about his drug. And people, if you don't know, DMX, man, that dude's been doing all kinds of fucking drugs for like we talking 20 plus years, might be longer than that or whatever. I mean, I was in middle school when I first knew about it. It's a crazy ass story a buddy and me was talking about the other day. I said DMX grew up in Yonkers, that's where he's from. This dude in his neighborhood, this is how fucked up Yonkers is. DMX was 14 at the time. I've heard the story a couple of times. I don't know if it's true or not. It could be fake or whatever. I never heard D say it. But this guy was smoking. He was smoking a little thing or whatever and shit. He gave it to DMX. But the one he gave to DMX, he laced that shit with cocaine. At 14 years old or whatever, I was like, see, I was like... It is a. I grew up in Compton, people. New York grimy is like a whole different kind of grimy. <It's> like, whenever you get like, what's the difference between the projects in New York, the projects in L.A.? There's a difference right there. I ain't never seen no shit like that before. They'll pass it to you in L.A. They won't lace that shit with some kind of heroin or anything like that, that I know of, at least, hopefully. But yeah, so like we talking like this dude got his first hit, Cody, when he was 14 years old down there. And it ain't never stopped than that because addiction's a motherfucker. And he's been on and off for years. I remember he did last year, he did his Versus thing against Snoop Dogg. I actually watched that. That was the one Versus thing I actually watched. I was like, they both got some classics I'd like to hear. And DMX was kind of fat. I was like, that's probably a good thing. Because we were just talking about another rapper in the hospital right now, Black Rob, how he looks all skinny in the face and missing teeth and shit. Yeah. I was like, dude, back in the day, that was like signs of a meth head. Now, I ain't saying that he is, because I've heard some other things that he had like some kidney issues or whatever and stuff like that. But the look he looked like, I was like, that's meth head look. DMX didn't look like that, so it looked like he was clean for a little bit. So he probably didn't overdose on drugs or anything like that, whatever. But let's not forget... He's been doing this for 20 plus years. Heroin, coke, crack. I mean, heroin and crack alone. I mean, shit, heroin alone, Cody. You say you on and off on that shit. It's a done deal, son. You just like shaved off at least about 10 years of your life right there. So, did you know that motherfucker got like, I think 16 kids or some shit like that, Cody?
Okay, yeah, I thought, I heard 15.
15, yeah. Okay, yeah, 15, yeah. Yeah. This nigga got 15 kids. It's like,
what? A lot of fucking kids.
This motherfucker never believed in wrapping it up, I guess. Like, dude. Hey, you remember that song? You remember that song he did with Cisco? I guess he wasn't lying about all them names he named in that song.
I was saying, yeah. Well, baby mama's right there.
He really did name all his women in that fucking song, mm-hmm. Shit. I mean, DMX was so dope, man. He made Cisco cool for a moment. Cisco was cool in that song, right? Or whatever and shit. And then he came, I mean, people probably like, he was cool in thong songs. Like, it's a song about women in thongs. Like, you watch that video and tell me if he's cool. You okay? Because he...
fuck.
Me and Yoon tried to show that video to like a fresh out of college kid. That motherfucker had this look in his face like, this was y'all back then? And I was even looking and going like...
That song came at the turn of the century, literally. That's like, what, 1999, 2000?
Yeah, when that came out? Yeah. Remember, because he called that album Year of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Unleash the Dragon.
I saw that shit, because I haven't watched that video in so long, and we were watching with this dude. I had the same look he had. I was just like... I was like, man, why is this dude doing cheerleading backflips on top of other dudes right now? Like, what's going on right now? It's like...
Interesting time.
I was like, this is supposed to be about this should be a video about a bunch of big booty chicks and thongs. I don't know why I'm getting bus rides and him and some dudes and they doing backflips on the beach and shit. It's
like, what? I remember all that shit. I had to watch that again. I don't remember any of that shit.
If you put that video on, Cody, you'd be like
volleyball on the beach. Yeah, dancing around it. But I remember like all the exact details for that shit. I gotta watch it again.
You should just put it on the background and watch it. That shit will blow your fucking mind.
I'll do that right now. Pull that up.
I love it because a little girl at the beginning of the video says, "Daddy, what's this?" And she pulls a thong out. I was just like...
Okay, I do kind of remember that. Yeah, they give a fuck back in the day.
Dude, if my little girl found another woman's drawers in bed, I'd be like, oh, shit. Her mama gonna hear about this shit. <It's> like, <Yep. laughs> you fucked up as a parent.
If that shit happens. I'm saying. Like,
I don't imagine Cody's like fucking anxiety ass. That motherfucker be staying like, what you see, baby girl, is that's daddy's. Daddy's wearing those right now. Cisco did have like that Scooby Doo look on his face. He looked,
whoop. Like, always up to something. What me?
Them shaggies, man. I love it because when he made that look, that's when the camera zooms out like old 2000.
Hey, look at that shit. He's a terrible actor, by the way.
Oh, without a doubt.
Awful. Yeah, facial of...
awful. Ooh, that girl's so scandalous. No one in the nigga couldn't handle it. Man, he used to drop N-words.
That shit was a phenomenon. Yeah, he did. He used to drop the N-bomb a lot. Yeah. You're right.
I remember I was listening to some R&B the other day, and his song "Unleash the Dragon" came out. Mm-hmm. That dude dropped so many. I was just like, "Damn, Cisco was trying to go hard back in the day."
Yeah, right.
Motherfucker was trying to be gangster and shit up in these songs.
Yeah, I remember I saw DMX.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go? Yeah.
Yeah, what these bitches want from me?
Yeah.
I was in. See that song. You know, it's funny that you say that because that album, that song came out right after Phone Song. That was like a year or two later, or whatever, shit like that. And I remember Cisco being the corniest nigga ever. And then I saw that video and I was like, hey, man, he might be cool now. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got these dudes in the car, man. They look like shit. So I try to be hard, but it's like, nah, this ain't no. Stop it.
I'm trying to think, what's a popular song today? Okay, Thong Song people, that was like WAP, what it is today.
Kind of, yeah.
Actually, I think Phone Song was actually huger. It might have been bigger, actually.
It was bigger. Oh, yeah. It was bigger. This shit was massive.
This shit, I mean, and he lived off that single for the longest, people.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, people, he lived on that single. Like, that single, I think people bought that album alone for that single. That's how crazy it was, or whatever. People was buying albums because of singles, Cody. They were
really doing backflips on You see that close up tracker shot that poured mustard on the hot dog?
What the?
Like a random ass shot. It takes like a second, but why?
Cody, man, it's all about.
I don't. Why though?
You don't get it, man.
See, look, Cool J makes a cameo.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, at all.
That's Cody's boy, people. Hey, but shit, LL Cool J was working on Hush. Baby, don't let you know.
Right.
This is what you love to know. That motherfucker was in that video with that fake ass R. Kelly going, hush, baby, hush. Hush, baby, wanna talk to you.
So you got to a dance sequence in the middle of the beat. Yeah. Like, it's time to do this right now. I got all these fine ass women.
Like, that video just loses complete interest of women, right? Like, it's just like, it's like no longer.
Oh, shit. Oh, trampolines down? Damn,
yeah. Okay.
It's like, yeah, dude, everybody's doing a trampoline fucking routine. What the shit? Oh, my God. I did not remember this. Holy shit.
I told you, Cody.
He's on stage. I was trying to pull it out of the stage. Just like, light
hey, shit. But let me tell you this, though. As corny as that shit is, at least back in the day, they was doing something with these music videos. Nowadays, they don't do shit.
That's a fucking thing.
Them motherfuckers stand behind a green screen with a car that ain't even driving, and it's a chick shaking her ass or something like that. And everybody, it was just like, all right. I mean, what was the point of even making this video? Like, Cisco, he was doing, I don't know. He lost purpose of what this song meaning was in this video, clearly.
Hey, they got a full band in the background with this guitarist. Or the violinist in the background, they ain't doing shit.
They ain't doing shit, Cody.
Standing there.
It's all a DMX with baby mamas and shit.
I'm about to say that. I think he has more than 15 kids, because way more than 15 names.
Even Cisco's in the background going.
He has amazing memory, though.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to him.
Oh, in that versus battle he did with Snoop Dogg, he actually did this verse over again. I was just like, yo, his memory is fucking really good. Even Cisco was in the background going, damn, what? Hold on. Even Cisco was like, wait a minute, hold on. Cisco was in the background. They had him do some slow motion dance. He was like, oh. That shit. That was a lot of women, Cody.
A lot of fucking women.
That motherfucker was trying to hit Wilt Chamberlain levels and shit, right? Like,
I want to say, yeah.
Even Wilt Chamberlain was laying in bed with 20 women going like, hey, that's my dog right there. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was like one of the funniest, coolest verses I ever fucking heard in my life. I was like, damn, ain't nobody ever going to be able to do that. DMX is one of a kind, people. He was the only dude that can make $1 million and probably rob your ass for your old beat up van next day. I think Nas said one time in an interview, he was like, man, what you see with DMX is what you get. That brother, he said, he is strictly hood. Yeah. He started got into acting early in his career too. Well, not early in his career, I guess in his mainstream career, if you will, because he really came out like in late 80s, early 90s, he's wish or whatever and stuff. But he started getting into acting. I want to say, was it Belly or Romeo Must Die? I think it was Belly that came out first.
I think Belly was the first one.
Yeah, I think Belly came out, and I think everybody, what they remember about Belly the most is that woman that DMX was fucking around with in there. They remember they always had that blue and black screen on her and shit like that. Like you never could see her clear skin, but you knew she was black. And
I'm about to say the end of the Thong Song video looks like fucking Belly. You look at the end fighting, Belly's just like fucking Belly.
You remember. That movie fantasized that chick that DMX with so much, like the camera every time she came in the room just slowed down. Like they really hyped this woman's sex appeal up in Belly. Like that was just like, well, damn. And DMX was playing DMX. I mean, when I watched that movie, I was just like, I mean, this sound about right. Nas wants to get out, want to be a philosopher and shit like that. And DMX, he can't let that hood shit go. Yeah. Matter of fact, he got really deep into this shit too, whatever. And then I want to say Romeo Must Die was what came out next. I don't know DMX's whole discography here with his family.
That sounds about right.
Because Aaliyah died when I was like in sixth, seventh grade, maybe.
August of
2001. Romeo Must Die came out like around that time. I want to say, because that was like, wasn't the last movie she did. She did Queen of the Dam. Leah's family had came out and said something about DMX because they were really tight and stuff. He wasn't doing no R. Kelly shit, so they respected him.
No.
They don't like R. Kelly, but they like DMX or whatever. That should tell you about a character right there already. It's like one looks like a hoodlum and Yonkers and shit. The other dude looks kind of clean cut and everything like that. Which one do I want to hang out with? Goes to show you, people, don't judge a book by its cover, man.
Nope. Don't do that.
Yeah, because that clean cut motherfucker was fucking around with underage women and shit. So, meanwhile, the other dude who was the hoodlum, as they say, whatever and shit, that dude had mad respect for Aaliyah and shit, and was like a mentor to her, if you will, and shit. He got into his film career there. Now, I think Cradle to the Grave might have been came out. Little Ashton's there. I thought he would have went further because he seemed like he was enjoying doing that more than rapping, to be honest. I don't know. I don't even remember his acting skills, to be honest. I remember in Belly, I was just like, this is pretty good for the character because I was like, shit, DMX is that. I don't even really remember Cradle to the Grave that much. I bet it was bad, though.
Yeah, I remember watching it. Yeah, I don't remember. Too much. I bet he did that. No, another one he did too was Steven Seagal. Was that it? Was that the one? Was that
Cradle? That might have been Cradle of the Grave.
Was that it?
I want to say Cradle. No, because he did. You're right. He did one with Jet Li again, and that might have been Cradle of the Grave. But there was.
That was Romeo Must Die.
He did another one with Jet Li.
Another one with Jet Li.
Yeah, he did another one with Jet Li. I think. Yeah.
Oh.
I could be wrong, people. It might have been Cradle of Grave that was with Steven Seagal, but I thought Cradle of Grave, maybe I could just look the shit up. I mean, I don't know why I ain't doing that.
Yeah, look that shit up. Yeah.
In a minute, you guys are wrong. Hey. You know, hardcore. Cradle to...
Exit Wounds.
Exit Wounds, okay. Yeah,
that was the one with Steven Seagal.
That was the one with Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Cradle of Grave. That was the other one with Jet Li. Cradle of Grave, Romeo Must Die. There you go.
Damn, Romeo Must Die got a 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hmm. Oh, no, not Romeo Must Die. Cradle of the Grave, sorry.
Oh, Cradle of the Grave, okay.
I remember liking Romeo Must Die back in the day. I mean, that was early 2000. I haven't seen that movie in like God knows forever. Yeah. So I could only imagine what it looks like today or whatever and shit. That was back when Jet Li people was like at his peak. He was taking over and shit.
Mm-hmm. Right, yep.
Because Romeo Must Die, damn, that has a 32%. Hmm. I remember not liking, I thought it was weird, Aaliyah and Jet Li hooking up kind of at the end. I was like, I don't see that at all. I was like, that's...
They did? I don't...
Yeah. Like, wasn't they flirting weird throughout the whole movie and shit, too, whatever? I was just like, yeah, it ain't working, bro. Like,
I ain't feeling this right there. I'm like, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm trying to date her myself, so I'm hating right now. So that's what it was. Still, you know. Shit, I remember. I remember she didn't die. She's still alive. I believe it. I remember liking Romeo Must Die, but I remember not liking that subplot though, with her flirting all the time and shit. And once again, DMX was fine in the role he played because he's playing that gangster role and shit like that. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, he was typecasted basically. And then he started getting off into those like the Steven Seagal move with the Exit Wounds and shit, where he was trying to be like some. Like a detective kind of whatever and shit. I don't know why rappers always go to the detective route.
Like, right? Yeah. You know, Ludacris. Yeah, like, Fame.
What the fuck is up with that shit? I mean, you could say in Fast and Furious too, you're a detective, damn near.
Yeah, basically, he's Batman, right? Just Black Batman.
Yeah, so I mean, shit. He's still a detective, Cody. So he became like a criminal hacker and shit like that, Cody.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what it is, or rappers wanting to be the I guess it's just an easy role to do or something like that or whatever. I guess
maybe it's a dream for him. I don't know. Maybe just want to be the fucking detective.
I guess so. Man, he would have been great in something like I hate to stereotype him in his roles, whatever, like for like Straight out of Compton and shit like that or whatever. But I ain't seen him in these detective roles because that brother had like a it's just funny because I think I'm taller than him. Or we might be the same size. I can't remember.
DMX?
Yeah, he's short as fuck.
He's that short? Oh, yeah. I realize.
He's like 5'8", I believe.
Damn, okay. I'm taller than DMX? Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. And he'll still fuck both of us up.
Like, I was about to say, yeah.
But like,
around that motherfucker.
He was like 5'7", or 5'8", I believe, whatever. He was a short dude. But man, he had a presence on him. Like, he's like, yeah, when he walked in the room, he's like, yeah, everybody get quiet real quick. Hold on.
Yes.
Because you know why? You never knew what that motherfucker was going to do. Like, mm-hmm. He was just like, he's unpredictable, Cody. He was just like, man, he could either shake your hand and give you an autograph, or he could be like, drop your drawers right now. He never know what's about to happen.
Oh, man.
He has some more albums that came out after that. I think a lot of people's favorite albums, obviously, because I want to say Party Up was what put him on the map. I remember, man, Tony Hawk used to play that fucking song. Actually, Tony Hawk did a tribute to him saying what that song meant to him back when he was just coming up as a skateboarder and shit. And a lot of people have been posting shit about DMX, whatever and shit. He had a real impact on the hip hop community as far as being one of the realest rappers out there, too. And he used to talk mad shit on his albums and nobody would never say nothing back neither. Like, I remember one song, he wasn't even talking about this dude. It was literally about a song about him, I guess just being a dog of all the grimy shit he's done or whatever. And then all of us know where the song ends. And he just said, damn, I forgot what he said. I think he said something about, like, I'm the hardest brother out there or whatever shit. And fuck y'all, I'm not Ja Rule. I was just like...
What, anybody that actually like Ja Rule?
Let's just put it this way.
People he's worked with.
Let's just put it this way. I don't think Ja Rule's going to get as much as he's going to get some attention, but I don't think he's going to get as much as DMX did when he goes. So, and I think if he does, it's going to be on the level of that Dave Chappelle joke. So,
yeah, it's going to be the wrong kind of attention.
But that's just what DMX would do, dude. And, and then the song would just end, you just go like, damn, was that a diss track?
Yeah, it's a normal song. So it's like the last like verse. I was like, oh, well, damn, he fucked that dude. Oh,
roasted
fuck,
that damn. Motherfucker, okay. Whatever and shit. Party Up was his single. That was the thing about DMX, man. He had some of the best singles out there. When they hit like all his singles were just like, this is a hit. I mean, no matter what it was, whether it was like that party type song, that thug type song, them slow songs like Who We Be. Or if it was just like that grimy Swiss Beats production type shit, whatever. It's like his. I remember when Get It on the Floor came out. Shit, man, Cody, I felt like shaking a fucking cage for some reason. I don't know why, Cody, but I need to shake some shit. Okay, I was like, yeah, I feel like wearing clothes too long for me and jumping up and down. I mean, who the fuck Swiss Beats producer? I was like, yeah, hey, there's some shit. Where the fuck that song? It just. Let's get it on. I love his first verse of that shit, though. He just like, I'm that dog, nigga. I was like, what? He that what, nigga?
The way he says that shit, that's fucking amazing.
Oh, his voice is one of a kind, dude. There's...
Wow.
Job is never done. I handle my business how it comes, and it's never been a one-on-one. And people listen to his lyrics, man. I'm telling you, dude. I think he said in this song too. He said, "I'd rather rob a nigga than stick him up or some shit." I was just like, "Holy shit!" You know, one thing I used to love about hip hop, man. You know, when he died, man, I had to tell you, dude. I had like a flashback of hip hop. I was like, man, I miss those old fucking days of hip hop, dude. I was like. You had just such a variety of artists and shit. Like I'm saying, DMX lyrics wasn't nothing like Nas type or Rakim or anything like that. But I was like, he was one of those dudes that like had lyrics you could get away with that you could listen to. But like, man, this shit is dope as fuck, whatever. Nowadays, dude, everybody sounds the same and it all sound like shit. Like, it's like shit. It's like, there's like no fucking variety, dude.
It's like a double whammy because they all sound the same, which is bad already. Yeah, they sound like shit.
Yeah, so I was
like damn, I was like, I can't even find, like, give me nothing here. Just give me absolutely nothing.
And the one thing I used to love about hip hop too, man, I used to love the voices, not just the lyrics. I love the, like, DMX, he had a unique voice. I always said, Method Man, he had like a fucking, like, he wasn't the greatest lyricist of people in the Wu-Tang, whatever, but I was like, his voice, man. Mm-hmm. He would be saying something and it just flows so smoothly. You just like, damn, dude, like. This dude's telling a story right now, whatever. I was like, and like the way he would just transition to a different line, to a bar, or whatever. It was just like, oh man, that dude's voice, man. Like it's like he's reading me a book right now. I'm listening. I'm into it, or whatever and shit. And DMX, same thing with him. Just these unique, different voices. You could tell who's who and who's who. I listen to the radio now, Cody. I'm like, that motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, you know that goes.
I was like, I can't.
What now? Wait, this is motherfucker trying to sing. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Who was that now? Whatever shit. One of my favorite songs before Grand Chandler came out was X Gonna Give It To You.
Of course.
That was another one, dude, that just go like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also like Who We Be. Dada. That was like the end of the song, Cody, just doing that. I was just like, I'm in it though. I can give you 10 reasons why right now why that wouldn't work in somebody's song today. They don't have that impactfulness, passion that DMX has in his songs or whatever shit. Like, Jody, you ever heard a rapper just end the song going dead at, and it sound like he's saying something to you, like, yeah.
Hell, nope. The one and only. That's it. Yeah. That's it right there.
This dude was, I mean, this dude was a, he's a force, man. He was just fast. I still don't even know who sung that, but back in the day, hip-hop used to have, like, background vocals and shit that you never knew who the fuck that was. You never knew that was. You still probably don't know today, but you're like, I don't know. I'm the artist or something like that, I guess. Yeah. Come on. With me. With me. There we go.
Get it.
Is he snitching on himself saying he did it? Like, I did it. It's still going to be.
Yep.
It's like 30 seconds of that shit.
It's pretty badass, too. It worked. Competitive as fuck, but it works.
It's funny because that's like one of his best songs. Mm-hmm. I think if you said something like everybody like knows what that is, it's like, oh man, one of my favorites. Though obviously, like I said, it was motherfucker barking at the end. Like, right. If that motherfucker barks at you, you better run. Okay, that's all I know. Okay,
yeah.
You know how women say they don't like getting catcalled? I'd be like, shit, if you in the hood, I don't want to be barked at. Yeah. Okay. I tell you what, I'd rather be catcalled.
Her or bark?
Yeah, like, Cody, I'd rather be catcalled than barked at. Because you get barked at, you're like, oh shit,
yeah,
somebody about to die.
Yeah, if you're a bark and there's no dogs around, that's a problem.
That's a huge problem, Cody. Yeah. I don't know what he's going to give me, Cody, but I was like, I want it. And then he pulled that gun out. I was like, I don't want it so much no more. Mm-hmm. He was like the Gary Payton of the rap game. Smallest dude in the game, whatever, but still, you know, stand up to a 7-foot motherfucker and be like, oh, fuck you up.
Fucking most shit. Yep.
I guess since he's dead, we never gonna find out what the bitches really want from us, huh? Oh man, so I guess those are some of my favorite DMX tracks, whatever and shit. I think I posted it on Instagram, that one on Year of the Dog where we in here with Swiss Beats, and he ended that one verse where he said, if I pull up on you, if you in the whip, you know, I pull up on you, you better run because I ain't pulling up on you for Grey Poupon. I was like, oh. I was like, that line was so fucking dope. I was like, all right, I'll drive off then safely. I got the message loud and clear, brother.
You don't need to tell me no more. Morning, sir.
But that's my favorite DMX moment. Cody, you got any favorite DMX song?
Oh man, you pretty much you pretty much echo my sentiments, man. Those are my favorites right there.
I mean,
it's probably like the general consensus, the ones you put out right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
favorites.
That's what I'm saying. Like most of all the songs I played, people, they were all his singles. Those were all his singles, and these were on three different albums I played or whatever. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, if you was watching, listening to the radio or watching music videos, man, you knew when DMX came out with a new song, you was like, I knew that shit's gonna be good. Like I was like, man, like he was putting out constantly good singles like that or whatever, and that shit would get me hyped for another DMX album. He will be missed as far as in the music game, as far as his family and stuff goes. I was when I saw his passing, I was like, God damn, dude. I was like, shit, we losing all these good fucking artists and shit. I was like, man, we're going to be stuck with these fucking Drakes and mumble rap motherfuckers. I was like,
Migos.
Oh, man, that fuck shit. I'm coming home. It's funny because I really feel DMX could say that line and yet it'd be better somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Yeah. But I feel like he could do something better with that line. Mm-hmm. I hate that fucking song so goddamn much.
I couldn't tell.
And you know the fucked up part about it is, like, man, hip hop just died, like, fucking, like it didn't even have a slow death. That shit just ran right off the fucking cliff too. And it was. Go ahead.
And you can say that about other genres too. You can start to say, oh, this genre died or that genre died, but it's the way the shit died. It's just like, oh my god, like you said, it was like a gradual sort of thing. This shit took a fucking nosedive.
Like, I know some people say that rock has died, but I know some people still say rock has kind of died or whatever shit. But I was like, I can find some good rock songs still today, though. Mm-hmm. I ain't finding good rock
music. You can say like, oh yeah, underground rap is still alive. Yeah, maybe, but we're just, I was still talking strictly mainstream. But
yeah, like
shit is completely just fucking dismantled. It's like nothing.
If underground,
you can't build that shit. It's just ashes right now.
I fucking hate the term underground rap because back in the day we never used that fucking term. That was never a thing.
Or backpack rap.
Yeah, see, that was not a thing because, like I said before, we had such a variety of hip hop that, like, it was just all mainstream. Cody, you put on Power 106 back in the day, dude. It was like, you wanted to change the channel to 92.3. He was like, I got to get to the channel because they might play this song or whatever and shit. But Power 106 would play such good hits, he'd be like, damn it, dude, I got to catch it because this is before, like, MP3s and shit. So he's just like, I need to catch it on the radio and try to record it with my talk boy or some shit like that. Nowadays, dude, I could like fast forward through some shit like a motherfucker. Like I'll pass through 50 songs before I get to one, Cody. It's like I don't know. What is this shit, dude? But like hip hop, like, and it's funny because it's like the most popular genre of music too. It's worldwide phenomena that they never want to give us credit for. And the only time they want to give it credit is when they want to say, it's destroying our youth or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't never want to talk about how it influenced fashion and design and culture and shit like that, whatever, like nobody's business or whatever. And especially when you put it in the entertainment business, hip hop is just all over fucking entertainment business. But never want to give them no credit for that. But, oh, it just died so bad. Now, when he died, man, I was just like, shit, how many we got left? Nas, I guess Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. I'm running out of fingers here. I was like, Stevie Wonder's still alive. That's good. I mean, he's still, man. I was like, all right, cool. Shit, this is like. And I thought less of that, and I thought more of who we had. Like you said, Amigos, Drake. I was just like, oh gosh. I was like, this genre is just about to be just completely infiltrated.
And here's the fucked up part. I guess they would be considered the next up as far as the legend category goes. Think about that for a second.
When DMX last mainstream album came out, Hip Hop Is Dead came out from Nas, and that was really when I started switching off. I think by that time, Lasers was coming out for Lupe Fiasco, and I slowly just faded out of him. And I only listened to maybe like three or four artists and shit. And then after that, that's when that nosedive just came like full force. It was just like, hello. But I digress. Rest in peace, DMX. You were one of a kind in the hip hop genre.
Rest in peace to Mr. Earl Simmons.
I'm getting tired of doing these rest in pieces too, by the way. It's fucking
A lot of them.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be more obviously sad for the family, but more sad in the sense that, like, man, what are y'all not leaving us with nothing. I guess I'm gonna be playing shit for hip hop like when I'm like 20 years from now, whatever. Still shit from the 90s and 2000s, huh, Cody?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. You are we're considered a what the youth calls an old head.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
Yeah. Old heads. Oh man, there's some bullshit going around too on DMX's name that I just want to clear up too. People are trying to say, especially the religious people, they're trying to say that the vaccine is what killed him, and the family said this on a news station. I can't find this fucking story anywhere, and the link and article that had it, that shit looked fake as fuck. Now, I'll play devil's advocate, like I was telling Cody, and say maybe the vaccine, let's just say it has something to do with it, but let's not forget that this dude, 20 plus years, heroin, crack, and coke, okay? This dude's been in and out of rehab like 5 times, whatever, so nobody's saying that dude had a clean, healthy lifestyle, okay? So... But and nobody was telling Carrie Fisher. I mean, when they fucking calling her a dope head and shit. I don't know if you saw that news. There's a newspaper that came out because I guess one of the royal Brits died too. The next day after DMX died, and they were saying like a former king died and
Oh yeah, I saw that.
What was that bullshit ass? Troubled rapper or whatever. And I was like, ain't that a bitch? Yeah. And then they put them side by side next to each other too. I was just like. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, nobody doing that shit to Carrie Fisher. Everybody was like, oh man, make sure you realize. I was like, Carrie Fisher was so doped up, the doctor that fucking did the autopsy on her was just like, she has so much shit in her, I can't even tell what some of this is. Shit, she was so fucking doped up that I think it was Steve Martin, Cody, that said, shit, I'm shocked she's still alive today. she used to do so much shit. I mean, that woman, you couldn't go to the bathroom without her fucking snorting some shit or putting a pill in her fucking mouth, whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody's calling her no fucking drug head or something like that. Because some people was being some insincere ass. They were saying, why do we care? Just another drugged up rapper that died. I was like, nigga, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, but Carrie Fisher, oh, my princess, she's dead or whatever. I was like, okay. That double standard is a motherfucker. Anyway, people, that's my 2 cents for the eulogy of DMX here on the last drop. Cody, it's beer week. What are you drinking over there?
Today, for beer week, I got something from, what's the brewery called? Oh, yeah. Celador L's out here in the lovely city of Los Angeles, actually. This is their figue.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen either. That's why I got it. It sounded interesting to me. It's something I don't drink a lot. Technically, it's a sour, but here they're calling it a red wild ale. It's brewed with smoked black figs, and it's bottle condition with maple syrup. So I thought
that. So what about that? Is it that you don't drink? That you said. What is it about that you don't drink? Is it the maple? Is it the...
Oh, the red ale part. I don't drink a lot of red ales. Yeah. Yeah, but technically, I don't think they're calling it a red ale because they put a red wild ale. I think they're mostly just talking about the color.
Ah, okay.
More so than the actual brand of beer it is. And also, I didn't know this. I figured it was, they don't put it on the front, but it is aged in whiskey barrels. So that's pretty cool. I thought that's what I was tasting too. But yeah, it's a little oakiness on here, a little barrel. Spoilers, I already kind of tried a little. I've been sipping on this throughout the entire show, but
I couldn't make out that color. Yeah, it's like when you were sipping it, I was like, "What color?"
Yeah, it's like it looks like mud. Real mud.
It looks dank as fuck.
Yeah, you can't really see it on the camera too much, but it's like gets a ton of sediment in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, camera, like, it kind of looks like a kind of like a. Like a Coke with no carbonation. That's what it looks like.
It looked like straight shit juice.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah. kind of like sewer floods. Like when you go to the sewer.
Yeah. On the nose, yeah, it's super acidic. Vinegary as fuck on the nose. Super vinegary.
I could not have made that color out. When you was showing it, when you was drinking it earlier, when we was talking. Yeah. I was staring at it. I was like, what the fuck is that?
There's more orange, reddish highlights. In real life, as opposed to on the camera.
Yeah, okay, because on the camera it looks kind of brownish.
Yeah. It does feel kind of like shitty water, like you were saying.
Yeah.
It does sound like that. It's like a bit too. Like,
I'm expecting Pennywise to come out that motherfucker talking about you want to play or something like that. Shit, you'll be drunk too.
Yeah. It's like a little, like a cherry thing going on.
What's the alcohol percentage on that?
What is this? 8.6, so...
I thought it would be high because I was like, that color has got to be a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got to be over 5.
There's a sweetness going on there, but I wouldn't really attribute that to like a maple syrup thing going on. It smells more like a. It's more like a. Like, I don't want to say artificial sweetener, but it's more of like a. Not like a candy thing going on. I just got something there too. Like, I'm getting a smokiness now. Now that I think more about it, about the, with the fake on the palate.
Before you give your thoughts,
kind of oak.
When you first sipped on it, what was your first thoughts on it when you first sipped it? When we were talking earlier,
when I was first sipping on it, it was a blast. It was I got more of the acidity from the more vinegar sourness, if you will. I wouldn't say it's sour; it's more tart than sour.
Okay.
I would say when I first started sipping, I got a ton of that smoked fig on the finish.
Yeah,
I got a ton of that shit. It's very nice.
It's been like, what, 20, 25 minutes now you've been sipping on 25, 30? What's it like now? What are you thinking now? Same characteristics?
I'm not getting much of that smoked fig now.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of the tartness. It's funny they put this on here, the pomegranate. They don't put pomegranate in here, but it's on the label, right there, as you can see right there. But it tastes a lot like pomegranate.
Oh, okay.
But there's no actual pomegranate in here, but you taste that. So I guess that's what they're going for.
What, the maple syrup. Is there any other berries? I don't taste
any of it. No, there's nothing. There's no fruit. Not fruited. Not fruited at all. Nope.
I'm trying to think. What tastes like pomegranate? And you know what pomegranate is. So it has such a unique taste to it. When you eat pomegranate or sipping it, you know you taste sipping pomegranate.
Yeah,
so.
Well, whatever they're doing in the brewing process. But yeah, there's no fruit in here. There's
when I had a pomegranate cranberry juice, it does taste kind of tarty. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe if the pomegranate itself is the tart part. So I don't know adding into it. But then again, there's no pomegranate. Yeah. So you think they fucked up and just forgot to put it on? Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've got to write it. Yeah.
Damn. You know, who gives a fuck, dude? We already made 1,500. Man, just put that. Put the shit out there, man. Just fuck it, dude. They'll figure it out when they sip that bitch. Shit.
Yeah. The maple syrup, I'm not getting on the nose. And I'm about getting it on the palate, which is fine with me because I don't like shit that's like too sweet, fucking sweet.
Ew.
So I'm cool with that. But it's interesting. I'm not picking up that note anywhere. Period. So I'm like, why is it even there? What's the point of it?
I noticed with some whiskey too, like Kiryoshi, they go hard on fucking maple syrup. Mm. Like, and it's just too much. And you could taste it too, and it's just like,
I'm like, if you're gonna do it, like, give me like a touch, like Canadian breakfast out for Founders.
Yeah,
I could fuck with that.
I love
that. I could rock with.
See, CBS is fucking amazing. Yes, I like that a lot. Whatever.
Yeah.
Only time I want to taste some maple syrup is on my fucking waffles or pancakes. Okay, I don't know. That's it. That's the only time you should be drowning any food product I'm sipping or drinking in maple syrup is my fucking waffles, pancakes, or whatever, and my French toast if I get that. Other than that, I don't. You can put it in my drinks, but
exactly.
Don't down the shit, please. Let's just give me that. Like Cody said, just give me that little. As Daft Punk would say, just give me the touch.
Yes, little sweet touch. Yep.
You've given me too much to feel. Sweet touch. You've almost convinced me that's real. Oh, speaking of Daft Punk, somebody edited the people. There's a meme or a GIF going around of Zemo in the club dancing or whatever and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody edited it with Daft Punk Get Lucky.
I gotta watch that.
That shit is I should have sent it to you. Whatever. That shit was brilliant. That motherfucker was hitting all the beats and shit. I was like, damn, they should have just played Get Lucky in this
one.
I think they played because he had like a whole track list. He played that Eminem Nate Dogg song, Shake That Ass, that Demo was dancing to too. It fit perfectly. It got into that part. Shake that.
That's funny.
I never thought I'd say this, but Zemo in the club is all I ever wanted. Like,
right?
I'm in the club. And shout out to Marvel for putting an hour loop of that shit on their fucking YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. They get the people what they wanted immediately.
Immediately. I'm not gonna lie, I think I watched 25 minutes of it. I was like, I don't know why. I can't. There's something about this, Cody. I can't change it. It's fucking dope. I was like,
hey, Madripoor look cool as fuck to me. I want to go to Madripoor.
That sounds like a fucking dirty kind of alley. And Zemo's getting down. Shit, he was a... I love that first scene of him, though, because he literally looked like he was scoping the dance floor out. Like, all right, oh, my track just came on. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, Marvel, for that. I never thought I would ever want that in my life, but apparently I needed it because it was fucking great. And thank you, editor, who switched that song out with that Eminem Shake That Ass and Daft Punk Get Lucky. I never thought I needed those neither, to be honest. Oh man, so Cody, what's your final thoughts on that bear over there as you finished that?
Yeah, the more I sip on it, I'm not saying I dislike it. I like this a lot. I don't like it as much as when I first popped it open.
Isn't that usually how it always works?
Sometimes.
To a degree or less.
It depends on the beer.
I'm in for spirits in general. Like, the longer you sip on something.
Oh, particularly spirits, yeah. Spirits, it opens up. Well, for me, at least in my experience, spirits get better the more it sits out a little bit. Let it open up a little bit. So it could rest and settle a little bit. But beer,
I like when it's bottled in. To me, it's better when it's all bottled in and closed up and shit.
Okay.
Because I like the capillating aromas of it. It's all just sealed in one time.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, it explodes.
It explodes in your mouth. But then, obviously, like we just said, it wears off after a few fucking sips. So it's like gone or whatever and shit. So
I was loving that smoked fig note I was getting. But now it's getting kind of muddled in the background. A bit too much for my liking.
I got to say, I'm not trying to say you hate this beer or whatever, but you sound like...
Oh, no, I don't hate it.
You sound so uninterested talking about it. You just
No, because it started off as the last drop. That's why. But now it's just, I'll just give it a 3. It's still very good.
Yes.
But, man, if it would have stayed consistent with when I first popped it open, oh, my God, yeah, it was a bona fide last drop. But as it stands now, it's really fucking good. I like this a lot.
You know, back in the day on this show, and I say back in the day, I mean a year ago, as soon as we take first sips, we started giving ratings and shit. Remember that?
That no more. We learned.
That was so bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of 1 year ago, our 1 year anniversary on this show passed, which I forgot to bring up too.
2 years actually.
Yeah, or 2 years. Yeah, sorry, not 1 year. Yeah. Our 2 years here, and we're hitting the last drop. So, yay to us! Happy anniversary.
Well, Black Lives the fucking anniversary. Yay!
Two fucking years. Yay!
That was a great celebration. You cracked open all those amazing bottles for that second anniversary show.
I remember for the movie, we didn't give a fuck if it was like a 1 month anniversary. We'd be like, man,
celebrate, baby.
Yeah, COVID and fucked up all kind of anniversary celebrations these days.
Right? Yeah, you just don't give a fuck no more.
Like, yeah, because usually I'm good on remembering anniversary days and shit. This year, I was just like, what? I mean,
our anniversary is on every Fool's Day, huh?
I was thinking of calling you and saying you want to do like a quick Thursday show, and I was just like, I really don't give a fuck.
You made the right decision. Who gives a fuck?
I was like, what the fuck are we gonna do? Just do what we always do, right?
That energy is better spent elsewhere.
Yes, that energy is being saved up for when everyone in the world gets vaccinated and we can all.
We'll do a makeup show. We'll do that.
Maybe that'll be 3 years from now, so that'll be our 5 year anniversary.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because Mississippi just reported that they're sitting on 70,000 vaccines that nobody's signing up to take. And I'm like, well, shit, get that shit to people that want to take it. It's like,
I'm gonna say those vaccines, they kind of have a short expiration date, right? They don't last forever, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
That's how it works, right?
It's like this distribution is so fucked up. It's because, like, there's people that want it that can't fucking get it. And then there's states that have, like, fucking droves of the shit where people don't want it. And it's like, well, then you need to figure out what the fuck you going to do with this. It just can't sit here. Like, you need to give it to people that just, like, just offered you. It's like, all this shit. I'm like, man, just there's thousands of people that want this shit. Hell, me one of them. Just give it to them. Why the fuck is this shit just sitting here in this one fucking state of Mississippi? Butt fuck nowhere, basically. So you giving that a 3, huh? Damn.
Yep. I'm going to leave it at 3. 3. Damn good beer. Damn good beer.
So you know how, like, when dudes say, oh, man, that girl over there, man, she a bona fide 10. In our mind, we're like, man, she probably a fucking 5 or something like that. This dude lying his ass off. She definitely a 5. That's Cody with his rating, people. That motherfucker just said a 3. That's translation 1.5.
No, I'm not going to do it dirty like that. No, it's much better than 1.5.
Cody's like, that's Cody's rating, by the way, people. 1.5. I notice I always say 1.5 with him.
It's always 1.5.
I don't think I've ever heard like him. I don't think I've ever heard him give a 1.5. Yeah, that's the rating I always give him when he's saying 1.5.
If it ain't last drop, it's a 1.5.
Hey, that was my old rating. If it wasn't a fucking high, it was a fucking. There is no in between. All right, it's either I'm going to drink this forever or I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
It's the last drop or fuck it now. Seems to be
once again. That was the Fiku Fume from Stella Door.
The what now? The Fiku Fume or the what now? You speaking Hawaiian?
Fiku. You'll see my Instagram later. Fiku Fume. Fume.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cody just told me to go fuck myself in a different language.
I probably did.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Motherfucker just told me to go fuck myself. All right. Hey, you know what, Cody?
Say, yeah, go
shit, when I get done with this, baby, I will. Shit.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you for the tip. I'll shoot you an Instagram tip. Be like, hey, thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
It'll be a napkin.
Good price, too. Yeah, I paid $10 for this bottle, so good price.
How big is that bottle? That bottle looks small as shit.
Yeah, it's what's the size of this fucking thing? Yeah. That was a little more than 12.
Vanishing every time you turn it around. That's why I keep saying it's small. Like, man, it keep vanishing the top part of it. I don't see the top part of it right now. All I see is the bottle and shit.
Yeah, I don't say the size, but it's bigger than 12 ounce.
Okay, that's fine. So, man. That's fine. Man.
That, yeah.
Filling up a glass right there.
375 milliliters. There you go.
375. That's nice, man. That's a nice $10 bottle right there. Yeah. That's affordable. Get that shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, people, that is Craft Beer Week. We will be – oh, another thing I want to add, too. Come next year, maybe even end of this year. Who knows, whatever. Mix and match week, that's mixing and matching, baby. It ain't just going to be beer and whiskey.
Yeah, we're going to wear the fuck we want.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
As long as it's mixed.
Whatever we feel like doing. Sometimes it might be the same spirit on both ends. We might be two tequilas, two mezcals, two whiskeys.
Could be that, whatever. Shit. As long as it's different, the way that shit looks mixed, okay? It's mixing and matching, okay? God damn it. So it can be whatever it want, whatever. So, yeah, it's not just translated to beer and whiskey only.
It could be a true mix and match.
Yes. It'll be true. Sure. There you go. That's the term. It'll be a true mix and match with you. It'll be all in the spirits and shit like that. We just ran off 10 people. I didn't fucking come here for no spirits. I want to learn about beer. I am.
Hey, 2 years of that shit. I don't want to hear that.
I hate that. Got over 100 and something shows, right? Hey. I always hate it. I love listeners and everything like that, and people that want to tune in and be in it. I am so sick of getting asked the question, which one should I start with? I don't pick whatever one you want to start.
the good shit. There you go.
You could start from the beginning of the show to last week's show and work with.
Oh, I thought of the shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Whatever. I don't give a fuck about that.
Fuck,
yeah.
Man,
right now.
I hate that question. I really fucking. I get that one a lot. I don't know why.
As long as you tune in every fucking week, I don't give a fuck where you start.
Thank you.
Start wherever you want.
I think I did tell somebody. I said, you can start fucking middle. Start 49. I don't know.
you have show notes on every show, so you could look. If you're looking for a particular spirit or a particular beer, all notes are there. You're going to find it. You're going to find what you want. You just got to do the research. So that's up to you.
Yeah, so just please don't ask me that question no more. I hate that question. I really fucking hate
it. Where should I start? Start right fucking here. Yeah, start there. Make it easy. Let's make it easy.
Where the fuck you want to start at? Like, I guess people think like it's like an episodic thing or something like that. Like, tune in next week to figure out what was said. Like, no.
No, we're not like the MCU. This ain't no continuous story. You know, chapter by chapter. It's just like, no, I ain't like that.
It's a fucking podcast reviewing drinks and talking shit, really, to be honest, about a lot of everything.
Yeah, so, yeah. Pop culture, basically.
Yeah, basically, whatever. Pop culture, politics, entertainment world, people dying, apparently. And all the above. Sometimes just shooting the shit, whatever. And then it's drinks. There you go. So, like Cody just said, pick whatever you want by your heart. But please don't ask me that question no more. It's almost a question like, it's almost like, do you think Batman was? It's almost getting to that point now with that question. It's like, all right.
You know what? That should be the name of this episode. Start here. Oh, start here.
X gonna start here.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I will name it that now. Oh, we're done though. We're out of here now. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of tired now, to be honest. You know what? It's gotten stuff.
Usually hungry. That's usually how we end these episodes. I'm hungry.
I had a big breakfast this morning, whatever, and shit, trying out some things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably why I'm tired, actually. I noticed I've been drinking a little bit more, like Fridays now, mainly Fridays and Saturdays, but I also have like a real good meal with it. Like I'm like going out, picking up food or whatever, getting like a real good meal. Friday, I was drinking on some GTS, and I had a honey glazed salmon with asparagus and mashed potatoes, Cody.
That's how you would go perfect with GTS.
My ass knocked the
fuck out. That's absolutely perfect.
It was like, afternoon, dude. I was knocked out.
That's a hearty ass meal. That's a hearty ass meal. And what was this GTS? Well, we figured out what year it is, I guess. It
was like, 2019. Right? So yeah, this one was 2019 that I was sipping on. That's the only open one I got. That one was like 127 proof or whatever and shit.
It's up there. Shit.
Okay. I had like maybe 1.5 pours, whatever and shit, and I ate that food. Mm-hmm. I just felt, I was tired. I just fell asleep. I woke up
like a fucking baby.
I did. And I woke up confused as fuck. I was looking like, who the fuck am I? I don't know if that's just quarantine, tiredness or whatever it is, because I've never done no shit like that before. Usually when I drink and eat, I feel like I'm ready to hit the dance floor. But I guess since I haven't done that in a year, my ass just said, take a nap.
Oh, yeah. Your body has changed, man.
So now I just had that big breakfast. I'm drinking this whiskey, and I'm just like, I'm tired.
Yeah. What are you drinking, by the way? What are you sipping on right now?
I'm drinking Weller Foolproof right now, so I'm just tired.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all right. I wait for Grand Theft Auto 5 to, You'll hear me murdering some fools in the background, whatever. So yeah, just drinking that, and I had a nice breakfast in there and stuff. So yeah, it was good. So pancakes and all that shit. Very nice. So yeah, when shit opens back up and everything's, I guess shit's already opened back up. When shit clears up and it's good to go out and shit like that, my ass gonna be, it's gonna be 8:00 at night, be like, man, time to call it a night, don't you think?
Well, good to see you guys.
People, you don't know, when you party with me, I was an all-nighter, man. I'd want to go like fucking all the way the next morning and shit. I don't think that's gonna be the case no more. I think my ass gonna be like
close at 2 a.m. You'd be the first motherfucker to ask where the after party at. Where's it at?
Yeah, now at 9:30, I'm just like, well, guys, I think it's time to get home. I'm telling you, it's 9:30 here. Come on now, let's do this. Oh man, I better go outside in the backyard and start doing a Cisco backflips to get back in shape or something. Start. Cody, get on hands and knees, and I'll jump on your back. Whatever, we'll do a do a handspring. Yeah, hoist me up and shit like that, Cody.
They had George St. Pierre play a backtrack in San Francisco. Man, missed opportunity right there.
We have you and my brother hoist me up in the air and shit like, and I'd be like, really wanted to do it with me. Yeah. Maybe he was wearing a thong. That's why he just transitioned into that. But
yeah, that's probably his thong. That's why he had that look. Like, oh shit!
Oh shit! She found my. I was looking for those. Damn.
Yeah, that's a girl right there.
Yeah,
that's hers. Yeah.
Baby girl, come here. I was fucking the shit out of this girl last. That's her draws and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was fucking the shit out of her.
Put that shit up.
Yeah, you know how that goes. She left here without her panties on, whatever and shit. You know, I got to tell you, as a kid watching shit like that, because that used to happen a lot in music videos and movies and shit like that. As a dude that finally started getting some pussy, I never once left my draws behind. I don't know how that works out.
Well, yeah. When you put your pants on, I'm just gonna put your fucking drawers on. Put your pants on because if not, that's fucking disgusting.
So I gotta tell you, all this shit about women leaving their panties and shit down—that's bullshit. I've never seen this shit before, and I've never done it in my life. So that's all bullshit.
I've never seen that.
And trust me, if a woman did leave her panties behind, I'd be the first one at the door. Hey, excuse, hey, you left your panties, girl. Let me go.
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
I ain't washing your shit for you. Get this shit out of here.
Yeah. Take this. I'm going to throw this shit away.
Shit. You want me to sell them to Steward? I mean, what do you want? Shit. I mean,
yeah.
Where is Steward these days?
I don't know.
He wanted me to put together... or give him a clip of one of our audios just so he could make an ad or something like that for his portfolio. I said I would do that, but then I thought about it and was just like, when the fuck am I have a time to go back and listen to 100-something episodes to pull a clip out of? That's like shit. So don't worry, Stuart. I'll do it eventually. Just eventually.
At some point.
Yeah, at some point, whatever. I like helping the youth out, and if it helps your portfolio, I'll definitely help you out, but you on JB time, and that might as well be color people time at this point. So, all right, people, we done. We're getting out of here now. We're done. We said the jokes. We said our goodbyes, our IIPs. We told you some conspiracy theories.
I was thinking too hard about this damn video. I was thinking, why is Spider Patty's the craziest part? Well, she can have that girl sit on the fucking bed already. What? Doesn't make any sense. Never mind.
Mind you, this is the opening of the video, and she's already still in bed, laying down in the background, whatever.
Yeah, he got hoes walking up and down the house. Yeah. Why is your daughter in the house, by the way, at this moment?
I mean, it was damn near like that Ving Rhames moment when he's butt-ass naked, talking about, you want some breakfast?
Yeah.
As a dude, anyway. My hungry ass would have been like, you goddamn right, I want some breakfast. I don't give a fuck if you did just long dong my mom.
It's kind of weird cooking that shit like butt ass naked, though. I kind of promise. You know, that's kind of weird, but you know,
I ain't gonna lie,
I'm hungry, I guess.
I like breakfast. I'd have just been like, shit, what you cooking, man?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you just wearing just an apron and nothing else. It's kind of fucking weird, but I am hungry, so what are you?
I mean, if he would have sat at the table with me, I'd have just been like, shit, you probably just fucked my mom, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. Shit, you know how to make some toast, brother. Shit, this is some good ass. Is this organic jam? Like, what is it? You put the butter on top of the jam?
Did you just squeeze that orange juice? Damn,
get your ass back in there and fuck my mom some more so you can make some more food up in here. Shit. Yeah, get up in there. Shit. Wear yourself out again. Shit. Tell her moms, whatever. Shit. Yo, keep wearing him out. That motherfucker good. As long as I get fed, I ain't gonna get fucked.
Yeah, cool. I'm cool with it.
Now, granted, I don't know why. Now, granted, Tyrese was a grown ass man, and Cisco's little girl was like, that girl was like 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
So there's a big fucking difference there, or whatever. I mean, you doing it in front of a 5-year old, and it's like, all right, something wrong with your ass, man. Anyway, people, shit. That's the only reason why I want a son or a daughter or something like that. They're going to be like, God damn, Dad, put your clothes on, please. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sorry, I just got done fucking y'all moms, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's a Hershey's commercial that says that shit?
No.
Oh, dude. Uh-huh. I had to rewatch this shit twice, dude.
What?
So they're eating the car, and the father and the son. I think it's a Hershey's car. I think it's Hershey's. There's a father and son in the car, and they're eating it, and he's like, damn, this takes me back. And the son is like, what's your favorite? Oh, man, I wish I could. He's like, what's your favorite part of this chocolate? He was just like, he was like, when I first made out with your mama or something like that. I was like, he said some shit like that or whatever.
What?
Yes.
I'm assuming this came out like the 90s, early 2000s.
No.
Back in the day.
No? This is recently.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow.
Oh, man. I hope that's it's surprising. Hershey's. I hope it's Hershey's. Damn. Oh, man. Well. Oh, yeah. He said, making out with your mom. Here we go.
That's the correct reaction.
Yeah. So they eating Hershey's in the car, and he said, what's your favorite part of high school? He looked at him and said, making out with your mom. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and look at these brothers, too.
I can say it's wow. Man.
Yeah, look like Bismarck and Steve Urkel.
Yeah. Fine ass memories. Now he's smiling.
Like shit. Your mom.
I'll find your mom.
I love what I typed in here. It's called No Chills Hershey ad.
Yeah,
what?
No chill.
Why that motherfucker look like Hannibal Buress?
What's your favorite part of high school?
Look at that motherfucker. He look like Hannibal Buress and shit.
Oh shit, he does. He does look like Hannibal Buress.
Yeah,
look
kid look like, yeah. Kid look like Hannibal Buress, and the father look like fucking CeeLo Green and shit. They're having a fucking commercial ad right now. Anyway, we done. People are like, damn, who don't y'all talk shit about? Everyone. Everybody gets this.
Yeah. Oh, no, not. Hey, yeah. If you're alive, you get roasted.
Yeah, as DMX would say, shit.
Yeah, sometimes even if you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, I'm gonna fuck it.
Yeah.
So, waiting for R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? So I can roast his ass.
Oh, just you wait for that shit. I need a show right there.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. That fact, that fuck the drinking. That whole show gonna be about his ass. It's gonna be called the Pied Piper episode. Wait for that one.
Yeah. Hey, he took that piper part too literally, man.
Yeah, he sure so did. Yeah. Shit. With his fucking nasty ass. He'll sick fuck you. Man. Shit, wait till Tiger Woods die. I'm definitely going to clown his fucking ass and shit. Crybaby ass motherfucker.
I didn't mean to.
I have a problem. Right. Yeah, it's called your dick, nigga. Shit, okay.
I need help.
Yeah, I love it too because people was like, "Oh, take it easy on Tiger." He was just in a car accident. I don't give a fuck. He was the one speeding shit.
Hey, you saw Eric Benet did. He didn't say shit. He's like, "Yeah, I fucked up." All right.
Yeah,
that's all you heard right there.
Yeah, that's why I love Eric Benet and Robin Thicke. They know they fucked up. Mm-hmm. Robin Thicke made a whole album. How you fucked up?
Yes. Man, he's only gonna fall another fucking Paula Patton. So yeah, of course I'll make an album too. Goddamn right.
I thought about that
up in the century right there.
I thought about that the other day. I was like, what's it like to be an artist sitting in a studio and be like, I'm gonna make a whole album based on this chick? It's like he didn't even hide that shit. He even named the album. It was called Paula.
How could you hide that? Paula Patton. How the fuck could you hide? Yeah, goddamn right, you're hiding that shit.
I love two people. I like, wow, bitch ass. Damn, what's his name again? I forgot his fucking name already.
Robin Thicke?
No, Robin Thicke, yeah. Why did I blank on his fucking name? Yeah. I know people probably like, oh, bitch ass Robin Thicke crying. It's like, it's Paul Patton. You better be crying.
You be the same exact way.
Yeah. Shit. I'd fucking tie. There'd be a rope around this fucking ceiling fan right here, right now. I'd be like, yeah, shit. For some reason, Cody, I can't kill myself. I just won't die. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right, Cody, I was drinking and I went 150 and shit. And I still didn't hit anything. I got pulled over and the cops still didn't shoot my black ass. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, Cody. It's like some reverse curse. Yeah, shit. Paul, and you knew she was out there flaunting her shit too after they got her. And I was just like, God. That whole album, though. that's the greatest apology ever.
My bad.
Didn't mean shit at the end of the day, but anyway. Oh, man. Anyway, people, we're done. We're out of here. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.